You're listening to Triple J backstage at Splendor in the Grass. A couple of gentlemen in front of me who are going to be smashing the stage in, pretty soon, as a matter of fact, about an hour and 15 minutes. Hello there, Suffer and Pressure. Hilltop Hoods, how you doing?
Very good. How are
you? How you going, Lindsay?
Welcome back home.
Thank you.
You did a lovely little tour of Europe with Horror Show and came back to possibly one of the biggest hometown shows you've ever played last night. What happened last night?
We played Adelaide Entertainment Centre to about 6,000 people. just a little one.
Hey, guys, we're home.
It was the first gig his son's seen him play.
It was. Well. My 8-year-old son came and saw me play for the first time, which was awesome.
How was it? How did he... give us his review.
He was stoked. I gave him a bit of a shout-out, and our lighting guy spotlighted him, and he got, got his rock star pose on for a few photos.
what does Dan's going rock star pose look like? Yeah, so it's just like just arm out the side, arm out the back.
Am I going to be the one that's reminding people that it's radio here?
Once again, Suffer is the voice of reason on the radio.
He watches a lot of Michael Jackson videos.
Hey, how was the Euro tour? I noticed that you had to upsize the Berlin venue.
Yeah.
So pretty good tour then.
It was really good. It was really good.
We had an awesome tour,
Yeah, Germany's always fun. Switzerland was rad.
Nice.
Switzerland rules. Well done, Switzerland.
Well done, Switzerland.
Yeah, congratulations. We're rooting for you in the Olympics, Switzerland.
You're going for Switzerland in the Olympics. Are you guys following the Olympics? You sort of missed the start of it because you've been travelling.
No.
Haven't had time.
No.
I don't want to be an Olympics Grinch, but come on, Olympics, man.
Did you get up? You didn't get up early and watch the opening ceremony this morning,
nah, man. They spent $40 million on
Paul McCartney.
People were starving in the world, and you're making pretend factories in a stadium for people. Like, come on, man.
So, I guess your stage show is very, very spendthrift tonight. Very cheap. You're donating the money to charity.
We got gorillas.
You've got gorillas.
Yeah, they're natural.
Where did you get gorillas from in Byron?
We imported them from some slave traders in Africa.
Stoked. I can't wait to see the photos of you guys up on stage. One of the great things about touring overseas is when you meet locals in those countries. Tell us about the dude from Shepparton who was at Munich.
Oh, man!
How is this guy getting so much limelight?
To me. All right, first of all, we're playing this gig and homeboys down the front elbowing girls in their face piece. And just being a general jerk, I confiscated his phone.
Good. Facing as.
Good. It was munted.
Yeah.
And I confiscated his phone. I said, I'm not giving it back until you start behaving, right? Then security kicked him out. So Shepparton News tweeted me and go, I heard there was a guy from Shepparton at your show causing problems in Munich. I'm like, there's no story here.
That's it. That is the story.
Right?
And now Triple J Music News trying to get the goss. I'm just wondering, because, you know, Shepparton, of course, being the hometown of Briggs, was he at all involved in this? Has he taken the man to task?
Briggs was mentioned in the article in the Shepparton News.
There's two things that Shepparton's known for now.
His main catcall was, I'm a mate of Briggs.
Yeah, I'm from Shepparton. Dear, and I'm like, man, well done. You were born somewhere.
Well, I'm just looking at the run of shows that you've got kicking off all through August. Massive shows. You know, Horden sold out, Wollongong, Ballarat, Traralgon. No Shepparton.
No Shepparton.
We're afraid that guy might be there.
So, gorillas on the stage tonight. Gorillas. What else is happening on stage?
We got Plutonic Lab, our friend from Pluto, on drums.
Suffer's taking his shirt off.
Yeah, we get naked. We'll get the crowd naked. We got the crowd naked last night, except for my mum, so I banned her because my mum was there. I was like, you can't take anything.
So that's 5,999 people naked at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre. That's good. There's good odds.
Basically an orgy.
Great. Well, it's Adelaide. Come on.
There's going to be a lot of children 9 months from now in Adelaide. There's going to be a population burst.
Do use protection if you're watching the Hilltop Hoods today or at any of the shows. Oh, have a ball, gentlemen, on the rest of the shows. And what are you going to stick around, see some bands, excited about anything?
We go home in the morning, but I would have liked to have stuck around.
For tomorrow. Yeah. Well, you can stick around. We've got Block Party playing later tonight.
At the same time as us.
clearly we know who you're going to go see.
Make your decision, Triple J. Send us a text. Hey, look, have a ball. I will be stuck here, so I will not be preferencing you guys or Block Party. Okay. I'll be listening to it all right here.
See,
the Triple J
and
bunker.
Once again, Switzerland wins.
All right, let's listen to some Hilltop Hoods on Triple J. These dudes playing in about an hour's time.